Hello?
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? American Indian
White.
or Latino? Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Will you
I
definitely
will
not?
vote.
Okay. And is that an almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
Eight.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the person and or groups, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joseph Mottl.
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. Adrian Hood.
I don't know who that is.
Farhan Jetty.
Don't know who that is.
Nick Bankston.
Nick Bankston?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who that is. Probably 3.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The Columbus City Council.
3.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy.
I don't know who that is.
Nancy Dalecower.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, that's fine. Louis Hill.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Or Gil. Okay, that's fine. Shannon Harding.
Yeah, I know who that is. I don't like him. 3.
Thank you. Andrew Ginther.
No. 1.
Okay, thank you. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction.
2, new direction.
Thank you. Now, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Mottl?
Mottl.
Thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Dalecower or Louis Gill?
O'Connor.
Okay, thank you. Just to make sure, that was Nancy Dalecower, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Dalecower for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
5.
Not a, I'm sorry?
Five.
Oh, the options are very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain, or don't know.
Not too certain.
Okay, thank you. If the November,
I have to do some research.
Okay, that's fine. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I don't know.
Okay. But if you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I don't know. I mean, I have no knowledge.
That's fine. If the Columbus elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, this
I have
November,
to research this stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Now, this November, if there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District, it reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the city auditor, that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I'm not in Columbus School District, so I can't vote for that.
We just want to know the opinions in general. So if you had to choose, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No.
Is that a lean no or no reject this measure?
Leaning towards no.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Moderate.
So that would be not as strong?
Right.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And are you the parent or guardian of, guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$78,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very
thank
much
you.
For your participation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.